Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. As we take in the next three deep breaths, let's be intentional that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. That life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of Spirit. Inhale, lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and breathe in the breath of life. Bring your attention into your heart space. This cave, the sanctuary of the soul. Inhale. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be conscious and be intentional that we are taking the next 9 or so minutes to deepen down, to connect and commune with the ground of being, the source of all that is, God in us as us. Inhale. Hold. Simply, slowly release. This morning, we're continuing with our psalms. 37 from Psalms for Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. Love walks with the upright, and their heritage is forever. In difficult times, they will be assured. Even in times of famine, their spirits will be filled. But those who live by usurped power will perish. Like a refining fire, their deeds will burn and vanish away in smoke. Those who are greedy borrow, using the assets of others, money they cannot pay back. The upright are generous and give. Blessed by love, they know inner peace, but the selfish cut themselves off from love. Our lives come from the Most High, and love walks beside those with open hearts. Those who know love are blessed and shall be filled with the Spirit. Though their lives may seem difficult, love raises them up. From my birth to my older years, I have watched the upright blessed with inner strength and faith, living as beneficial presences in the world. Their children come to know love, turn from ignorance, and become all that you were born to be. Thus you will fulfill your birthright. The beloved loves justice and will enable all who call upon love to grow in love. The upright of heart will know the fullness of life. Their children will be blessed. Those who give avarice a home set their children on the path that leads to darkness. The upright of heart knows silence. When they speak, it is with wisdom and justice, for love abides in their hearts. Their way is made sure. Those who do wrong look to justify themselves. They seek to subdue the upright. Their greed begets fear and guilt. They condemn themselves, closing their hearts to love. They live unaware of their own deep poverty of heart.
Could become a great horse.
Divine beloved, ground of being, thou who art the absolute mystery, the infinite intelligence, the source of all that is. As we consciously come into your presence at this time, surrendering our concerns, our worries, our doubts, our fears, and resting on your promises which are eternal and ever abiding. It is written that heaven and earth will pass away, but your words will abide forever. So we come to you at this time, knowing that you know what to do and how to do it for all our needs, for all our concerns, be them individually or collectively, for each is an expression of your one life. Each is an expression of your one presence. Each is an expression of your one love. So you know what we have need of even before we have need of it. Our teacher said, it is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom that is peace, that is joy, that is acceptance, that is love, that is kindness. Your kingdom contains and corresponds with everything and more than we can ever think of or even imagine. And so at this time, you know our individual needs for our family, our friends, our neighbors, our community. And to across the oceans to the land beyond our beautiful planet. There's so much need, whether it be through droughts or fires, hurricanes and floods, human trafficking and slavery, the refugee crisis, and on the human dilemma is. We bring all of these things before you, knowing that you know what to do and how to do it. Also remembering that we are your hands and feet that must do the work here on this earth at this time. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. For those that are in nursing homes, isolated by themselves during this time, let the angels comfort them with love and ease their loneliness. For all those that are battling the COVID crisis, strengthen them in their resolve. May we recognize this is a time where humanity needs to come together and stop looking at differences, but looking at what unifies us, that we are of your life, your spirit, your power. O divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, for all the needs, for all the wants, for all the desires, we simply place them before you, trusting, surrendering, knowing that you know what to do and how to do it. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. A deep breath in as I mute the phones for our prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Take a deep breath in as you allow this prayer of intention to resonate within you. Beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings. Yeah.